Yes, yes, yes. How great is our God? How great are you, Lord? How great, how great, how great. He is great. Greatly to be praised. He is our Father. He is our God. Greatly to be praised. Worthy of all our praise. Worthy of your love. Worthy of your worship. Oh, hallelujah. Welcome to a great day. Welcome to a wonderful day. It's Friday. Yes, it is. And yes, you could still say thank God. It is Friday. So many things you could still do this weekend, achieve this weekend, accomplish this weekend. And we are grateful. We've always had to say every day is a good day, and it is a good day. So we do not cower. We do not give up. You know, we do not allow our lives, you know, to be pushed or bent over. You know, keep feeling like, oh, things aren't working the way we want them to go. Things aren't, you know, happening the way we want them to happen. We are grateful to God. We are excited about His goodness. We've said for about 2 days now, don't forget, please, please, and please, do not just describe your day. Please define your day, all right? The Bible tells us you can have what you say, and you will have whatever you say. Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it would eat the fruit thereof. So if you can have what you say, if you will have what you say, so define your day. So even now, define your weekend. What kind of weekend do you want? Go ahead and say, what kind of weekend is it gonna be? What kind of weekend? Great weekend, right? Oh, don't say, I don't even know what this weekend's gonna be. I don't know how I'm gonna survive. There are certain things, yes, you might be able to say because you're trying to explain to someone who cares or someone who is able to help you do something. Not that, but don't paint, you know, pictures of, oh, despair, I'm going to die. Things are going to go wrong. Everything is just going to happen. I don't understand why. I can't explain. Da, 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 da. You know, listen, because at the end of the day, God, His word, the power of God will come through for you. Amen. All right. The power of God comes through for you in every situation. So even when you're done explaining how you want to say, your hope is still active. I know God is my Redeemer. I know He helps me. I know He comes through for me. I know all things are working together for my good. I believe you believe this. I believe you understand this. All right, so God in his word has assured you, all right, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So what's your expectation? What's your hope? What's your plan for the weekend? What's your plan for the rest of the 2 weeks? Oh, yes, 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 you can have what you say. So say, go ahead and say, yep, take a moment, take a moment, take a moment. I have a great weekend. I have a favor-filled weekend. Take a moment, take a moment. I have a great weekend. Yes, favor-filled weekend. Yes, all things are working together for my good this weekend. Yes, yes, I'm not stranded this weekend. I have direction this weekend. I have help this weekend. I have clarity this weekend. All is well with me. All is good for me. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'll leave you in the hands of Michael W. Smith. Great are you, Lord. And I'll be right back. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back. Welcome back to your morning faith boost. I believe we're having a great time. Yeah. So yesterday we got closer and deeper, right, into learning the art of meditation, learning the principle and the process of meditation. God's word teaches us meditation. You find that from the Old Testament all the way into the New Testament. Yet, if you Google or you do a Bible search, you might not find meditation in all the verses I'll be picking them out from. But once you understand the basics, once you understand the purpose, the definition, the understand, once you get the concept, all right, if I could use that word, of meditation, you just realize, oh, this is meditation. Oh, this is all right. So you just find that it's all over God's word, all right? But our clear verses you find, for instance, Joshua chapter 1 and Psalm 1, everybody knows those two. So let's quickly run through those two together, right? So Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So this makes it clear we've got to meditate on God's word, all right? So Psalm 1, from verse 1 to 3. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he meditates day and night. He, that man, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. It will bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also will not wither, and whatever he does will prosper." So we find in Joshua 1 and Psalm 1, they tell us about the benefits of meditation, both of them, all right? Joshua 1 says, you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. You will make your way. I like the make your way part of it. Make your way. It means when they say it's impossible, when they say it can't happen, take a step back, child of God. Go meditate. Go chew on the word. Chew on the word. Chew on the word till you break that wall. Break that circumstance. You know, till you smash the thing through. Nothing is impossible to the word of God, because God and his word are one. You find that in John chapter 1, all right? If God and his word are one and nothing is impossible to God, nothing is impossible to the word of God. I say that again. If God and his word are one and nothing is impossible to God, then nothing is impossible to the word of God. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not, you know, return to me void. It will accomplish in what I please. It will prosper where I send it." So many times we're not as patient, all right, with the word as we should be. The word has to take effect. The word has to take its course. The word has to. So we're quick. We want it microwaved. We want it super quick, super fast. But the word works, all right? The word is the word, all right? The word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You're not making the word come alive. The word is alive, all right? But you're allowing the word to work in your own situation. So Joshua 1:8 says, you will make your way. Make your way. And I think I like that. Oh, they said things won't happen for you the way. No, you will make your way. Oh, you're not going to have that baby of yours. You will make your way. Oh, you're not going to be able to move to the next level in life. You will make your way. It might take days. It might take weeks. It might take months. It might even seem like it will take years. But you will make your way prosperous. And you will have good success. This is a solid assurance, you know, from God's word. We see in Psalm 1 also, a clear benefit of meditation. It says, you will be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. And he explains, says, you will bring your fruit in your season. It means, listen, you would always have nutrients. You would always have supply because you're planted by rivers of water. All right, you will bring forth your fruit in your season, not your neighbor's season, not your mama's season, not your daddy's season, not your friend's season. No, you will bring forth your fruit in your season. Like I said yesterday, even when it seems to you as if, you know, your season has passed, no, the word will recreate a new season for you. God's word always recreates season. God's word births new seasons, all right? So, oh, you will bring forth, yes, that situation, that joy, that you will bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither. You won't be up last year, down this year. You won't be up 3 months ago, down now. No, your leaves would always... Listen, no dry season. Hallelujah. No dry season. Your leaves would never wither. Your leaves. Yeah, maybe you need to say that to yourself. My leaves would never wither. My leaves will 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 never wither. Yeah, but thank God it can be a confession, but this is hooked up to you meditating. Do you get that now? This is conditional, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, in Christ Jesus, you're blessed, all right, and then you're flourishing forever. So that's fine. But I'm only coming from this angle of you learning, okay, there are benefits in meditation. When I meditate, I have benefits, and one of it, all right, is I can be evergreen, all right? I don't have to think things are going to be hopeless. I don't have to wonder, would I always be able to, except you got yourself to where you are. But I mean, if you got yourself to where, you know, where you are by the word of God, you know, come on. Proverbs 4 and 18 says, the path of the just is a shining light. It gets brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. So listen, you will never have a better yesterday. No, your tomorrow will be better. Your tomorrow will always be better, brighter, muscular. So sometimes, which I do, I just meditate on the benefits of meditation. I just meditate on it. Isn't that interesting now? You know, and in doing that, you're only encouraging yourself. You're gingering yourself, you know, to meditate, you know. So sometimes at those moments where you feel, oh, it's boring, I can't go on anymore, just ginger yourself and like, listen, if I keep at this thing, God's word said, this is what will happen to me, all right? I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves will never wither, and anything I do, listen, child of God, anything, if all you do, you know, is sell, what now? Is sell flip-flops, you know, you sell bathroom slippers, flip-flops, you know, it will sell. If all you do is to sell, what now? Toothpicks, it will sell. I mean, whatever you do will prosper. Whatever you do will prosper. Whatever you do will prosper. These things are not working. Meditate. All right, what's the other assurance we have? Psalm 119, from 97 to 100, it talked to us about the benefit of meditation. The psalmist said, I am wiser than my teachers. I have more understanding than my enemies. I know better than the ancients because I meditate on your word. So through meditation, all right, we gain wisdom. We have revelation. We're improved. I mean, this that I just shared now is classic. Take out time. Look through the benefits of meditation. Encourage yourself, all right? Talk to yourself. These are the classic benefits of meditation. Hallelujah. So yesterday I talked about terms, all right, that I just get to use, and like I said, I did a post on them sometime last year. Just did a short post on meditation. I copied something from a Ken Hagin material also and pasted it and just did some things. I think 2-3 posts along the lines of meditation. So I said there's what I usually, you know, just refer to as the juice extractor. God's word has juice. Ooh, all right. And you know, if you look at the Bible just superficially, you just say, well, I read the verse, you know, did you read your Bible today? Yes, I read my Bible today. No, it's more than just reading your Bible today. Now, do you know that when you read your Bible, all right, there's a renewal of mind going on? Do you know that when you read your Bible, all right, there's a washing. All right, that happens to you. Jesus said in John 15, you're made clean through the words I speak to you. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot, you know, happening to you, all right, because you're open to the word of God, all right, because you're allowing God's word to minister to you. So don't just run through and just, you know, rush through, you know. Don't just run through, rush through and just say, hey, you know, I read 5 verses and then I read 3 chapters and then it's more than that. And the thing is, you know, why you're trying to cover up a number of, you know, chapters and verses every day, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? Please be sensitive, all right, to the Spirit of God. So in you wanting to, you know, rush through, there are times you just don't stay here. And then you feel, no, God, I have a Bible reading plan. Yes, you have a Bible reading plan, but you're reading that Bible because you want to know someone better. All right, you want to know somebody better. All right, you can now maybe sometime during the day finish up the plan, but right there, if you get the nudging, stop. The author of the book, the one you're reading the book to know more of, is saying, hold on, I want to show you something. So hold on. And then he extracts the juice. He shows you something, the revelation in the book of Proverbs. He shows you, extract it. There's a juice extractor, all right? You get the context, all right? So there's a juice, but the extractor helps you to squeeze out the juice. So in meditation, you're like, be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down on your anger. Give no place to the devil. Then you check another version. Your anger gives place to the devil. So that means the devil might want to have space, but if I don't give him space, he won't have it. And then you're seeing something there. So that means the devil doesn't have the space I think he used to have. Give no place, neither give place to the devil. So if I don't give him a place, he can't have the place. So if I give him an inch, he could take a mile, right? And then you're extracting the juice. It's a verse you could quote. Well, neither give place to the devil, and just run on in, you know, Ephesians chapter 4. But then you pause. You're like, oh, okay. And then you check. And then you check. So you're getting something. You're learning something. And that could happen, you know, with as simple as Isaiah 40, they that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. Oh, you could quote it. And then you're like, oh, they that wait. You know, like I told us, you know, was it last week now? That waiting doesn't mean fasting. All right, you could fast and not wait, and you could wait and not fast. Waiting basically means to wait, to be with someone, waiting on the person for instructions, for, you know, you're waiting. Like Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 says that I'll stand upon my watch, I'll stand upon the rampart, basically saying I would stand like a night guard, a night watchman, and I'll watch to see what he will say. So that's someone waiting. I'm waiting for the next instruction. All right, what fasting now does, it helps you put your body under to increase sensitivity to know. All right, so some now get more carried away with the fast and forget that, you know, why were you fasting? Why were you fasting? This to give attention to spiritual things and, you know, more often than not to help you to be more sensitive to peak direction. So you make the same Isaiah 40, you're like, they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord. And then you're thinking through the verse, they will man up with wings as he goes. You know, and then they'll run and not be weary, they'll walk and not faint. These are the things, you know, I get tired easily. You know, I just start a project and in 3 months I'm fed up. You know, now for some of us, yeah, that might be because, you know, you're a starter. I need to put structures in place so that, you know, when the energy comes, you put a lot of structures, and by the time the energy is running down and new ideas come in, you've put structure in place. But stay with the word, all right? Man up with wings as he goes. I'll run and not be weary. I'll walk and not faint. I'll walk. So it's possible to keep going. It's possible that even when things are tiring out, they're super, you're chewing that verse. And it's not that 5 minutes you're going to spend with it that you now have that, you know, light bulb moment, that aha moment, that eureka moment. Whoa, I got. Sometimes you're on one verse for weeks. You're on one verse for days. You know, listen, this juice extraction, you're not trying to make the word say something. You're not saying, there's something here. What if this is what? Be careful trying to make it say something. You keep the word in your heart. Your heart and the word, they have a solid relationship. Once the word gets into your heart, it's like the extraction works. Let it roll. It might be 3 days later, you're like, you could be even thinking of something else, maybe lying down. You just go, where's my Bible? And then you find out like, or you pick up your phone and like, where's that verse again? I didn't think that was what it was saying. Not because you were the one trying to squeeze by force. You know, sometimes you do that and then, you know, we go against context. We just make the Bible say, you know, allow my Yoruba now, orishi, you know, just say all sorts, you know, just, you know, but allow. Hope you got that, all right? That, and there are very, very many, you know, very many areas in the Bible. Whatever you're reading today, if you get that nudge, that impression, hold on. Oh, I know you said you read the whole chapter, maybe have 3 chapters to cover. Hold on there, hold on right there. The Lord is calling your attention to something. Pause. And stay with it. He that loves not knows not God. He that loves not knows not God. But God, I know you, yeah. But he that loves not knows not God. He that loves not knows not God. And you're staying there. He that loves not knows not God. Yes, I know him, but he's saying, the greater I understand love, then the greater I understand him. Because he, and then yeah, verses are aligning, coming together. And for you out there who might be a preacher, this is not always a time for a sermon note. All right? This is not, wow, I just got something to share right now, you know. For those of us that are quick to share revelations on WhatsApp status and all, sometimes, hold on, please. So, wow, I got this morning, and then you snap your Bible, and then you snap your Jota, you know. Don't lose the juice, all right? Sometimes we do all that, and by the next day, you're trying to continue. As if you shared all the rev inside. Don't lose the juice. Let it build. Even if you want to share, you might share it 3, 4, 5 days later. Or maybe sometime much later in the evening. Don't be quick. Hold on, all right? Hold on. Extract the juice. So I'll still, you know, come back on that tomorrow. But there's the gusher, all right? There's the gusher. When you meditate on God's word, it's like someone digging and digging and digging and digging and digging and digging and digging. And suddenly you just hit a gusher. Alright? Matthew 8:17 says, himself took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses. Alright? It says that it might be fulfilled actually, which was spoken by the prophet saying, himself took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses. Alright, so you know it. It's there. Okay? It's there. But you know it hasn't dawned on you. You know it hasn't dawned on you yet. You know that. So what you do, pick the verse. Himself took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses. And yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all. But say it again. Say it again. Say it again. And make up your mind, you say it for like 20 minutes. Or 15 or 10. Not because you have any ailment. Listen, it's always better to build your house before the storm. Alright? It's easier to build your house before the storm than building your house in the storm. Now, even if you have to build your house in the storm, the house can be built, okay? So symptoms are on you, you're already in the hospital, or maybe the doctor is saying, listen, the case has gone too far. There's nothing incurable where the word is concerned. Like I said, if it's not difficult to God, it is not difficult to God's word. Listen, they cried out to God in their distress. What did he do? He sent his word, all right? When you have the word, you got God on the scene. You've got God on the case. Is that okay? You've got God on the scene, you've got God on the case. So we'll end on juice extraction, and then tomorrow we'll end on gusher. Tomorrow we'll do a lot of garden. And okay, so maybe next week we'll still do, you know, meditation, all right? So we're still building into it a lot better, all right? And I'm allowing it grow. It's something that a large portion of the body of Christ hasn't come to really understand. And please drop questions, drop comments. Let me know how you think. Let me know what your questions are, and that could help me answer a bit more, you know, as we progress. So you're saying it, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes every day. All right, no sickness, no symptom, nothing, but you're saying it. You want to fortify yourself. You're saying it. You're saying it. You're saying it. Or even when the pain is on you, you're saying it, saying it. It could be the third day. You say it and you just noticed the way I said it now. Like I said it differently. What's happening? Something is switching inside you. Sometimes it comes like a rush. Like, oh my goodness, himself took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses. Sometimes it's, himself took my infirmities. yeah. Now let me say this, all right? Which happens? So you maybe meditate, you're already like on your 3rd minute or your 5th minute or your 8th minute. And you're like, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And just see, you know, like a flash or some just, oh, glory to God. Come back and continue. You're not done. All right, you're not done. So many times we get carried away with those excitements. You're not done. Stay with it. Like I said, right, everybody confesses Psalm 91. But thank God for confession, but thank God for meditation. All right? You know, Jesus spoke to the fig tree just once, okay? Once. He spoke to the storm once. When you spend time building the word, you might not need to talk again and again. All right? You might not need to talk again and again and again and again. So what you do is fill your heart with it, right? Till you hit a gusher. All right? It might be on favor. I'm surrounded with favor as with a shield. It might be on baby. It might be on job. It might be on finances. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. The Lord, glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep at it. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not lack. The Lord, I say 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes. You're hitting it till you hit a gusher and the water flows. And even when you begin to see, and let me say this, which has happened to me, you know, you now begin to see, after months, you begin to see the fruit of your meditation. You know one natural thing we all do? Yeah, you got it. We stop. All right, and wonder after many months what happened to us. All right, so I'm going to stop there. Catch you tomorrow, 7 a.m. Feel free to share this with friends, all right? Have a great, great day. Bye.
Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Oh, fill us with wonder. May we never